From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Maynard Villers reading Too Many Crooks, a Shel Scott mystery by Richard S. Prather. Now let's begin with Too Many Crooks. Chapter 1. I awoke in darkness, dull pain throbbing in my head, my side aching with each breath, and I lay quietly for a minute trying to remember where I was. A faint, slightly sickening odor of ether and disinfectants recalled the white-uniformed nurse, the too cheerful doctor. Now I remembered. Manning Memorial Hospital in Seacliff. Room 48. Patient, me. Shel Scott, private detective. Somewhat disabled. The anger that had been growing when I went to sleep was still with me, even bigger and hotter than it had been then. I thought for a moment of the grinning face of the hoodlum who had been the last guy I'd seen before he and his chums worked me over, and I wondered if I'd wind up killing little Jim Norris, who had sicked them onto me. Then I reached for the bedside lamp, switched it on, and rang impatiently for the nurse. Instead of a nurse, I got the doctor, a laughing, black-haired sadist named Greeley. We had already met, Greeley and I, sometime after I regained consciousness here, and he had poked me. And poked, and poked. There is a bit less than 6 feet 2 inches of me, and a bit more than 200 pounds. But this guy couldn't locate a single pound or inch without a bruise. That seemed to please him. Now he came in through the door, a big anticipatory smile on his face. "Well, well, how are we this evening, Mr. Scott?" "I haven't the faintest idea how we are, but I'm terrible." He laughed the way some doctors laugh.